Holy shit. According to my phone, it's minus 5 centigrade at the moment. Oi, that's about, what, 27 Fahrenheit? I don't know. Once you get down to the negatives, everything goes to shit on that conversion. And I'm, again, I'm paying penance again. Because I was very, very drunk. I was very, very, very drunk last night. In fact, I was so drunk that I couldn't even record a drunk cast. I'll stop the silly voice, but my voice is heading towards whatever that character was from the last show. I was very, very drunk with a big red nose. Oh, wow. It's so cold. I'm going to have to put my hand in my pocket. Jesus Christ. Whew. So I'm down the other end of the golf course. I made the huge mistake of going running in preparation for my final game of Garrycon. It is day 4, and I sort of messed up my plan to release an episode every day, so I didn't really get day 3. So today's going to be day 3 and day 4 together, all right? Okay? Sue me, all right? So what happened yesterday? I think I left you with a cliffhanger, didn't I? Because I was recording day 2. Yeah, I've lost track. But I didn't tell you about Mutant Crawl Classics. Now, long-time listeners, if there are any of you left, you may remember way back in 2020... about 2 weeks before the pandemic, there was Dundercon, and I ran MCC there, and I took great glee in tearing up the zero-level final character sheets of the 13-year-old boys and girls I was running it for. That's the kind of warm-hearted, generous, kind person that I am. I learned my lesson. There's no upside to tearing up someone's character sheet in front of their face, really. But I ran another zero-level funnel. Actually, it was one I haven't run before, or rather, I have run it for my home group, but I'd never run it in a convention setting, and it worked really well. It was the Sky High Tower. It's actually the adventure that comes with the core book. And it's a great little adventure, but it's really badly edited, so it's full of inconsistencies, and you can get a bit tangled up in what's actually happening. But kind of got through that. I made my apologies at one point. They were cool. I don't think any... Weirdly, and I'll tell you why. Weirdly, none of them had played Mutant Crawl Classics before. I was actually kind of worried because only 2 people had signed up. And it didn't shift. It was like, all my other games sold out. But this one was like, oh crap, only 2 people. Oh well, I'll just give them all the characters. Because basically everyone gets 4 zero-level characters. Shit, this wind is cold. Woo! Oh, bloody hell. Because I'm in my shorts. I'm in my running shorts. And a running top, a little extra double running top. I got a glove on, one glove. I'm doing an MJ. Yeah, the wind is like making my face feel like the skin is peeling off. Whew. Okay, I'm going to turn away from the wind, because that probably actually will make it less noisy. So, zero-level funnel, you get a stack of zero-level characters, most of whom have 1 or 2 hit points. If you're really lucky, you'll get one with 4 or 5. Essentially, what that means is 1 hit, 1 kill. Especially because some of the enemies you fight can do like 3d6 damage or 2d12. It's kind of hilarious, really. Oh, that lake has frozen over a little bit. Those Canada geese on that little pond there, they're up at the melty end, but this end is actually freezing up slowly. Oof, I thought winter was meant to be over. Not in Wisconsin, baby. No. So, none of them ever played it before. And about half an hour in, one of the players, who told me she had never played it before, revealed that she actually works for Goodman Games. Alana, if you're listening, it was lovely to play with you. Lovely to meet you. I said, what? You're kidding. She said, no. She actually runs the Twitch channel. So maybe it's not such a strange thing that she didn't know how to play Mutant Crawl Classics, which of course, the ducks, they're just walking across the frozen bit, that little crackly sound, and then jumping into the melty bit. Because it obviously, ponds freeze from the edge inwards, don't they? Because it's shallow at the edge, so it's just freezing up. It's like, when you defrosting a chicken curry that you've left in the freezer for too long, and it's still got that kind of crust of ice on it. That's what this... No, it doesn't, but... Anyway, so this lady, young lady... told me she runs the Twitch channel, but she doesn't know how to play Mutant Crawl Classics. Because I said to her when I found out, I was like, so you must know this adventure then. She said, no, I've never played Mutant Crawl Classics or read the book. And I was like, well, maybe you should if you work for... But anyway, it worked in my favour because everyone had a really fun time. And everything aside, because it is a pretty shonky and wonkily written game, it really is. Sorry, Jim Wampler, I have interviewed you in the past and I actually love the game, but man, that book needs a bit of reorganizing so you can find stuff in it. And maybe I just need to run it more, but and we'll get on to that. I may be running it more, but the Sky High Tower and the Zero Level Funnel, you basically play a bunch of younglings going, and they have to find, it's their coming of age, their rite of passage, and they have to go and gather artifacts of the ancients and bring them back to the tribe. I think the sign of how successful I was that one of the players not only went through all four of his characters, but then he went through three of the remaining four spares. He lost seven characters in 4 hours. And I think that means I won at MCC. I made them all name all their characters as we go through, and that was kind of fun. But he obviously suddenly had to name four more, but we just decided they were going to be called Bob 1, Bob 2, Bob 3, and Bob 4. That was it. There was no arguments about that. And I think I killed two of them in one round. Two Bobs went down in one round. So, but they did beat the adventure. They escaped in the flying car before the home nuclear device went off and blew up the Sky High Tower. After defeating Elrond, the ultimate geek gamer with the ultimate gaming deck, who had basically just atrophied in his chair over the millennia. And was this huge, pimply blob of adolescent, eternal fat. Fantastic. It's a great adventure. I will definitely run it again sometime. But here's the kicker, and maybe what I'd like to run again. Alana actually said, hey, why don't you come and run some games on our Twitch channel? And I was like, what? The Goodman Games Twitch channel? Really? So that might happen. That would be cool. That would be really cool. Better learn the rules though, hadn't I? Because it's not much of an advert for the game, is it? If the game master doesn't know the frigging rules on their official Twitch channel. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure lots of things get said at conventions that never happen. But I would be totally stoked to do that. And the other thing is, I've met some amazing people at this convention. You know, Alana's great. She actually invited me to the Goodman Games social last night. That's why I'm a bit rough. They had really nasty things there. They had mead, which, you know, it's not bad, but it's not good. I think that's the best way to describe mead. It's not bad, but it's not good. But they had something that was genuinely bad. Peanut butter whiskey. That is awful. Do not ever drink peanut butter whiskey. I complained about that. But I was actually at their seminar as well, how to write good adventure modules for the Goodman Games, and Michael Curtis was there and a bunch of others who I can't remember their names, a lot of the guys that write for DCC. And I met Jen Brinkman, who does the Globe Spellbound podcast with Bob, with her husband Bob. They're great. She's great. I really like them. Oh, wow, my legs feel like the skin's peeling. My left hand, which is in a glove, feels like the fingers are going to fall off. I'm not sure I can keep recording, so I'm going to have to get running again. But what I want to say, wonderful people. I met some wonderful people and people that I want to game with more, genuinely. I won't name names because people don't give me permission to do that, but I met some lovely, lovely people here. And even more so, it was so fantastic gaming face-to-face again. And I think that'll be the topic of my last segment for later. I feel like an absolute twat. I missed my own game. I can't believe it. It's my own dumb fault, I guess, for setting my game for 10 a.m. I mean, the thing is, in previous conventions, because I've never been on site, I've never been drunk. not once for any gaming convention I've been. But this gaming convention has been just a total bender, and it's been amazing. But, oh, regrets. So I had to send an apologetic email to... I mean, they must have been sitting there for a while, and then they all went, and I was unpacking all the stuff and thinking, where is everyone? It's like 11 o'clock. They should be here by now. And then I thought, let me just check the time. And yeah, I fucked up. Sorry, people. Anyway, I've sent them a message saying if they want to do a pickup game later, we can do it. But I guess they're probably just pissed off and they don't want anything to do with me now. Don't blame them. Sorry, guys. So here's what's happening. I'm rushing to the dealer's hall because I've got an inkling that actually it shuts at 12 today, not 5, as someone said, because I guess they've got to break it all down. Fuck, I've got half an hour. Got to buy something. Okay, I will speak to you again in a minute to let you know if I did open up that glorious wallet. So, I think I was quite self-controlled there, so quite modest. I only bought the DCC core book, Dungeon Crawl Classics. I was pondering not to buy it because if I am going to be on this Twitch stream, maybe they'll send me a copy. But anyway, I felt like my love of Goodman Games and my burgeoning interest in a bit of fantasy, possibly, but it would definitely be a DCC flavored bit of fantasy, not an AD&D flavored. Although, maybe there's a middle ground. We'll see. I did back the Dying Earth Kickstarter, which, yes, is DCC, but it's sort of, well, it's about as old school as you can get, really, Dying Earth, I think, if you think about it. But anyway, yeah, the con is now nearly over for me because I thought I was going to get a game from Daniel, Bandit's Keep. Daniel, you promise, but you don't deliver. He sent me a message saying, oh, there's a spare seat in my OD&D game. Come along and play. Thanks, Daniel. About 3 seconds later, oh, sorry, it's gone. Well, we'll have to have words, Daniel, later. We may do a pickup game with some random lovelies, and we will see how that goes. But, I got to the Goodman Games store just in time for their raffle, which, of course, I didn't win anything. There was some good stuff there. Printer proofs, maps, like big vinyls, original artwork, not original artwork, but printer proofs, signed copies, tasty stuff, some of that. They have these amazing books, and I know one probably has some mixed feelings about Judges Guild, but they have these enormous, and I mean enormous, probably 4 foot, well, 3 foot high, hardback, glossy books of reprints of Judges Guild material. There's one completely dedicated to Janelle Jacquet's, which is all great, and perhaps with the passage of a bit of time, I can soften my stance a bit towards this old Judges Guild material, after all the shenanigans, of course, with the Bledsoes and so on. Anyway, I don't want to dredge all that shit up again. What I do want to do, though, is just kind of wind up, I suppose. Wind up this amazing 4 days of gaming. It's been an absolute blast. It's a beautiful setting for it. Freezing cold though it was.
You're sort of in the Grand Geneva Hotel is designed as a sort of one of these Frank Lloyd Wright inside outside ideas. So there's these huge windows looking out over the gorgeous landscape around wherever you go. I know that's probably not what most gamers come here for, but it brings a bit of joy to my heart seeing that. But what's really brought the most joy is face-to-face gaming again. I have played one game in the last 2.5 years face-to-face. That was just my friend Bert and his wife and my wife Medina, and we just sat down and we actually played The Haunting. I don't know if I told people about that on the podcast, but yeah, we sort of almost got all the way through The Haunting in one evening, and that was really fun. But that doesn't really count, because that's just they were over for the weekend, and we were... Bert, who plays Jack in Master of Nyarlathotep, old friend of mine. So that sort of doesn't count, because we were just hanging out and we decided to play a game, but actually sitting down intentionally to play a game with people that are intentionally there to play in your game and sitting across the table for them, masks notwithstanding, because that's a real pain. The masks make it really hard, because there's a lot of noise and they can't see your mouth, so you've got to shout and that's where the voice goes and whatever. But all those trivial annoyances aside, it's so great to get back to face-to-face gaming. Just the energy, the ambience, the atmosphere, the personal connection you can make with someone in such a short space of time. You go from this sort of awkward, stumbling stranger sitting around a table to all being kind of fully immersed in character, just going through some crazy story together. And yeah, we all know what that's like, of course, but you kind of forget what it's like after such a long time. It's like so many things in our post-COVID world, we're going to have to relearn these things that were so normal to us. Like, what subway station do I get off at when I'm going back to work? How are you meant to interact with people in bars? That's been really, okay, it's probably a bit naughty, but that's been really kind of good and strange here, is that it seemed like everyone collectively, it was like, had taken the handbrake off. Everyone collectively somehow decided we're not going to wear masks, which I think this is probably a group of fairly not entirely the healthiest people in the world, and cons are not the healthiest place to be in the world. And man, if you're going to get anything anywhere, it's going to be at a con. And if you're at a con and you get something, you're probably going to suffer pretty badly, because you're probably not the healthiest person in the world. But I think it was just this collective sigh of relief. It's like, we can convene together again in these public spaces. Now, in the gaming rooms, it was masks on, but everywhere else, it's been masks off. And of course, it's no longer any mask mandates anywhere, and I imagine Wisconsin probably never had one. But it's meant you can meet people again, and it's been a buzz. It's been such a buzz. As I said, I've met some really lovely people, and we will no doubt game together in the future at some point. And if you're a loyal listener to Grizzly Peaks Radio, maybe you'll even hear them at some point, because man, met some good role players, and I think they would be awesome on the channel. But of course, we have a big roster. We have, of course, our wonderful Grizzly Peak at the Peak patrons, who will of course be part of our games going forward as well in some way. So I'm going to have to be doing human resources, some HR management, some people time management to actually schedule all of these amazing people and amazing games in. And yeah, I think you can hear it in my voice. I'm just buzzing. It's been great, and I can't wait for next year. I don't think I'm going to go to another con this year. I don't know. It's a lot of money. It's a big commitment. We got other travel plans, but man, it's tempting. Not Gen Con, though. Not Gen Con.